The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Kristen just ran in here sobbing, not because she had to drop off her four-year-old Jimmy to pre-K, a new pre-K, but because, and just like that, in the entire Sex and the City franchise, is coming to an end after, like, what, 30 years? They made the decision that after season three and the two-part season finale, the show and the franchise would finally be coming to an end and putting the hate watchers out of their misery.
And I will even admit, I am a hate watcher of the show. Is it like good quality TV? No, but I still love it.
Yeah, and I said earlier this morning, like, I understood just for the one season of Mormon Lives that I watched, I couldn't get through the whole thing because it was a hate watch. I hated every single one of them, but just couldn't go on. This one played to nostalgia for you.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, because you think about, like, the OG Sex and the City, and, like, it had a chokehold on our nation. It was just, it was fresh, it was new, it was different, and, you know, the season played out. And you think it's done, and then they start doing Sex and the City movies. The first one was excellent.
First one is so good.
Right? The first one is excellent. The Jilted at the Altar, are you freaking kidding me? It was amazing. Like, but...
Spoiler alert.
Statute of limitations way up on that one.
Kristen Davis deserved an Oscar when she looked at Big, and she was like, ew!
I rue the day you were born. So, yes. But then it's steadily, like... That should have been it, right? But we can't let go. Like, you know, you gotta really, like, dig something into the ground. And that's what we've done here. But there was still some digging left to do.
Yeah.
So you're going to be upset that it's gone after the two-part season finale.
Will I be upset? No. But will a little piece of my heart be sad? Yes, it will be.
If you had to force me into watching something, either this Sex and the City, what's it called?
Oh, and Just Like That.
Just Like That. Or Love Island. I'd watch Love Island 10 times.
Love Island is so good, though.
Yeah. No, see, and I would watch. And Just Like That is my Love Island. Okay? So, but...
Understandable. So, Sarah Jessica Parker, of course, the lead of the franchise. She plays Carrie Bradshaw. We all know this. Absolute icon. She obviously had to put out a statement to bid farewell to her character, Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie Bradshaw has dominated my professional heartbeat for 27 years. I think I have loved her most of all. I know others have loved her just as I have, been frustrated, condemned, and rooted for her. The symphony of all those emotions has been the greatest soundtrack and most consequential companion. Therefore, the most sentimental and profound gratitude and lifetime of debt to you all. MPK and I together recognized, as we have in the past, this chapter complete.
Compared to pretty much every article Carrie Bradshaw ever put out, that was actually pretty well written. Mm-hmm. You know, very flowery, very, Very wordy.
Well, so for, I mean, yeah, you play a character.
Big words.
Isn't that what she did for a living? Words?
Yeah, so this is, but this... she didn't write them. Michael Patrick King did.
Okay.
So yeah. So for 27 years, she played. I know people are thinking, like, this is so over the top. Like, get over yourself, blah, blah, blah. No, this is a big deal. Like, this was an iconic character. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, it was one of those shows that put HBO on the map, just like Sopranos did. And so I think, she deserves to have those big feelings about Carrie Bradshaw because it's been such a huge part of her life. So I can see how, like, there's not going to be a Sex and the City 4 movie. There's not going to be another And Just Like That or, you know, re-envision. Like, this is it. This is done.
Trust me, there will be a spinoff of all the young characters. Like, don't they all have kids? I guarantee you in 15 years, they're going to be chomping at the bit for more content. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a show about Lily, Rose, and Brady and whoever else.
Look at you knowing the names.
I loved Sex and the City, but that's why I refused to watch In Just Like That. Because I'm like, I don't want to watch them all go through hot flashes. Like, I want to remember them as the hot 35-year-olds that they are.
See, that's where you are. And I'm right now, and I'm like, show me somebody else that's going through the hormonal hell that I'm going through right now.
It's the Burt Show.
Part of you is very sad. The kids went off to school today, but there's another part of you that wants to celebrate.
Party, party, party. House to myself, house to myself. No one's saying mom. Nobody's saying mom. I just get to sit and watch my TV and drink my coffee in peace. So yeah, no, I get that aspect of it too.
That's my everyday.
So if you are rejoicing that your children are going back to school and you're going to get a couple of hours back just for you, then yeah, call our, what used to be the parent, like our vet line, we are now turning into the parent rejoice line. So call up and rejoice and and bask in the glory that is your children going back to school. We don't judge. There's parents of all types. We all are living unique experiences. And some of y'all needed to get them hellions up out of the house. So the number is 404-954-1360. Call up, leave a message, just basically celebrating that the kiddos are back in school.
So Tommy, our show director, has done such a good job the last couple of years of shielding me from what is a very frustrating situation that I didn't know we even knew about until this year. And as we exposed it, man, my DMs were flooded with frustrated teachers. And I always kind of feel like when there's a reaction that's so, I don't even want to say over the top, but when the reaction is so heated, you really have to look deeper and see what the problem is. And I think teachers just don't feel heard.
Yeah.
So last week when we kind of exposed this problem, they're like, oh, somebody's listening, finally. And they exploded my DMs. Just to go back, we've been doing this Clear My Wish List now for years. Teachers hit us up. They tell us what they need on their wish list so they don't have to pay anything for their school supplies or their classrooms, their decorations. Maybe in some cases they have to pay for food for their kids. So we ask to clear their wish list. We go to BurtShow.com. We link on over to their wish list. You guys provide everything. We've been doing it for years and years and years. I get a DM from a Burt Show listener last week that said, oh my God, my friend is so excited. She was just on the radio. You guys are going to clear her wish list. And then she sends me this plot twist, which says my friend was immediately called into the principal's office once her voicemail played on the Burt Show. The principal said she broke county policies by accepting quote unquote monetary donations from listeners. She was told she'd have to return all the supplies donated. My friend dug in pleading that this would only hurt the students. She was immediately told this infraction would go in her file. Can you believe this? So then, after we exposed that this week, and I was surprised by it, Tommy says that this happens each and every year, right?
Oh, yeah. Every year. At least one school. And it's the same thing. It's the administration that comes down on them. And it's just so frustrating.
I'm not sure if the rage should be directed at the principals. And again, for somebody that's not in this industry, I do not know. I think some of these principals just are follow the law to the T, but it's not their law. It's like the superintendents, I think, that come out with these laws on what you can accept and what you can't accept.
Yeah, and I'm not privy to that either. And I would love for somebody to like further break it down, because we had some people call in when we when we learned about this last week and this was exposed to us, and that we were unaware that this was even happening. I mean, and the fact that she got called into the principal's office and got reprimanded, and then like there's going to be a mark on her record, all because she was trying to better the lives of her students and make her classroom the best as possible. And I know it's layered. I know it's deeper than that. I don't know where this originates. Like, because like you said, like, it obviously has to be administration, but who in administration, and what can we do to not circumvent, but to help these teachers without getting them in trouble?
Yeah, and if you're in this industry, I got to give you the local number. Our national number's not working. So if you want to help us out and understand it, 404-741-0997. 404-741-0997. I'm just going to assume that the monetary donations fall under the same umbrella as like the physical decorations and physical supplies. So maybe what they're trying to do is make sure teachers aren't getting more money and money that's supposed to be earmarked for these decorations and keeping it for themselves. Is that what they're trying to prevent?
Well, from what, and this is like from the minimal reading I saw online, and like the man who was head of the PTO, right? I think it's from what I gathered, one aspect of it anyway, I don't think this is like the only reason, but it's for equity in all the classrooms, because you don't want one classroom to be completely loaded, because you have multiple, like there's multiple preschool classes in a school. There's multiple kindergartens. There's multiple first grades. There's multiple second grades. Like you have multiple classes. You just don't have one. So you want all those classes to be on an equal playing field for all of the students, right? So I'm wondering if it was just about equity in the school and among the teachers, that they all have the same classrooms for the students, and that's why. But it sucks because one classroom gets punished because they're trying to keep everything fair, but at the same time, she just wants snacks for her hungry kids. It's like banging your head against a wall.
I'll read a couple of DMs that sort of represent. I must have got 100. And there I was at Bristol this weekend trying to focus so I didn't get to all of them, responding to all of them. But here's one. We only get $100 to $150 per year for my elementary classroom. And I'm in one of the top two largest districts. And they won't let us use Amazon, only Office Depot or School Specialty, which are not cheap, especially when you need bulk items and they don't have things to decorate or make things engaging like Amazon. She says, ridiculous. We partner with a local church that helps us and our kids with supplies. We are Title I. I had to move classrooms this year to a completely different grade level and spent over $500. If our room isn't cute or inviting enough, we get in trouble.
Wow. So it's like you get in trouble no matter what you do.
No, I'm sure you saw the DMs, but I got a couple that said, well, if we're just doing it for teachers to call in and ask for donations specifically for their classroom, but if the PTO was allowed to accept donations, what if we just switched it to like allowing the PTO to call in so nobody gets in trouble, and then there's, you know, quote unquote equity for all the classrooms?
Yeah, maybe we need to have like a group of teachers and PTO that can help us through this problem for next year.
Yeah.
Good morning, Shelby. You are on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hey.
So I used to be a teacher, and I think part of the problem, well, I think there's two reasons. One, my first couple years teaching, they allowed us to do this and it was fine, but then the word came out that they didn't want the county to appear like they couldn't provide for us. Which is interesting because they don't provide the pretty things. Yeah. Yeah. We're just talking about the decor.
Heaven forbid that people find out the truth.
Right. I mean, the optics on it is really what they're more concerned with, but everybody knows kind of like the dirty little secret, and it's not their fault.
Yeah.
You know, their hands are tied as well. But I understand it. Here's another one. It's so insulting claiming the $250. My husband and I just spent $103 on name tags, name tag protectors, bulletin board pieces that he wrote their names on, yearly birthday charts, the basics. We buy pajamas for our kids who come to Christmas and Halloween pajamas with absolutely nothing. We make sure our kids have birthday treats. We've picked up our students to take them to school. It's so sad how much teachers go out of their way, and for so many families and lawmakers to be clueless. Everyone had a favorite teacher, and we just are trying to do our best to survive.
I think that's the thing, that word clueless. And I think it's the higher ups who aren't in the classrooms and see the daily struggles of the teachers and the students. And they are not comprehending how important this additional money is.
And the last one, I was crying after the lady who was adopting the former student. Oh. That's the woman that we helped last week. Then Cassie got back on crying and it got ugly. I was a mess by the time I got to work. My boss was like, oh no, what happened? And I just said, the Burt Show.
I wonder how many people have had to say that when they got to work. Yes. Mascara dripping down their face. Oh my God, is everything okay? The Burt Show. Right.
Your manager's just like, that show is that bad.
So while we get to some drama here in just a second about the woman that had to confront her dad about OnlyFans models on Instagram, yeah, we'll get into that. I just wanted to replay and help this teacher out from earlier this morning that has a couple of different jobs, three jobs. She's a working mom and she's still needs help with her wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fam help through your wish list.
Hello, my name is Shauna Wellman, and I'm interested in having you guys clear my wish list. I teach second grade at the International Charter School of Atlanta. I'm in need of many people to clear my list. I feel as though I give all of my extra money to my students and my classroom for all of their needs, and it would be a great help for me to provide them with more manipulatives, opportunities, flexible seating, and just areas for them to grow and learn in my classroom. I feel like I can never do that because I've run out of money each year. I'm a single mom. I work three jobs to be able to survive. And just every time I turn around, I have more money coming out of my pocket. Funding is cut, bills are going up, and it just seems like it's not enough. I would greatly appreciate any of you helping me clear my wish list. Thank you so much.
It's up online right now at theburtshow.com.
Here, Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so Alexa called us on Friday, and she was about to have a very uncomfortable conversation, perhaps with her dad, on who he's following on Instagram, because dude is clueless that people can see who he's following.
Yeah, he's pulling some serious boomer behavior, but he's a pervy boomer. Well, okay, I shouldn't say that. That's judgmental.
Is he pervy, or is he just appreciating the female form?
Maybe.
And the way it bounces on a trampoline.
So Alexa's son, her teenage son, comes to her and he's like, yo, mom, your dad is following and liking some very interesting things. We're not going to get to why her son was watching the lady that was well endowed up top bouncing on a trampoline. Maybe it came up in his For You page because his grandpa liked it. Who knows?
Do we need to explain why a 14-year-old boy saw a scantily clad woman on the internet?
No. And so her son is on Insta and he looks and he sees, and yeah, his grandpa liked this video, and then he goes and does a little digging and he's looking at grandpa's, like, who he's following, and he's like, he's following like these OnlyFans models and like these women that are just, you know, they're not wearing a lot. And so he goes, I love that Alexa has this open, you know, dialogue with her son. He goes to his mom. He's like, yo, mom, your dad is like, look what he's, and it creeped him out a little bit. And so she called us trying to get advice on what to do. And we're like, all right, you need to have a conversation with your dad and just be like, hey, you know, you're a role model for your grandson. So you just want to probably mind who you're following and what you're liking, because I don't know if you know this or not. Your grandson can see what you're looking at when you like it and who you're following.
As a grandfather, when he heard that, he must have been mortified. Like, I know exactly what she's talking about, if she said it.
One would think. So now we got to check in with Alexa, see if she had the convo with her dad. And so I'm just like so uncomfortable for her. Like, how do you be like, dad, why are you watching women that are big busted jump on trampolines? Like, that's just such an uncomfortable conversation.
Well, let's see if she did that at all. Hey, Alexa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. Did you go in? Did you talk to him?
Yeah. So my dad got kind of defensive and he straight up denied it. And he says there's no way he's liking these posts.
He denied it. How? Like, how can he deny that? It's right there in black and white.
Well, he says he must have gotten hacked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, classic. Okay, so let me get this straight. Someone hacks your account that I'm guessing you have 3 followers. Hacked your account and then decided to only go and like and watch OnlyFans models.
This is what I say when I have too many glasses of Sauvignon Blanc. I didn't get too tipsy. I was hacked.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he got hacked over the weekend.
Yes. Jack Daniels hacked me. I'm going to use that. Herradura, they hacked me. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I pulled up the list of like who he's following and I showed that to him. And he still keeps saying he must have been hacked. He must have been hacked. I showed him screenshots of the actual videos that he liked. And again, he's like, that's not me. It's hacking. So that's really all he has. I'm frustrated. My son is rolling his eyes. And that's his only defense. Okay. He was hacked.
Huh. I don't think this is that bad of a situation because, listen, he's embarrassed. He doesn't know how to respond. He doesn't want to own up to you that he was looking at these things and liking them. So I think you got the message across. Yes. I think he's just being defensive because he's humiliated that you now know.
Agreed. So we let him deny. That's fine. But he knows that he's done that. And now you can go your way. And my guess is the hacking will stop.
All of a sudden, magically, Pop's Insta isn't getting hacked anymore.
Right.
I know it can be frustrating, Alexa, when like somebody doesn't take accountability or own up. But I do think being a man of a certain age, he is, like Abby said, he's just really embarrassed. So just let him have this one and hopefully it's now lesson learned.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the same.
Okay. Thanks for the follow-up. Appreciate you.
I was high.
Thanks, guys.
I was
high.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Since you were so complimentary of my tease, I will re-say it again.
Yeah,
I'll give it an encore. Comedian Matt Rife might need to sleep with one eye open after his most recent purchase. I'm going to tell you about what may haunt him. And this is the e-buzz that we're talking about. Thank you.
Well done.
So comedian Matt Rife, I guess, is really into the paranormal. And he recently purchased Ed and Lorraine Warren's former home and became the caretaker of their occult museum. And this includes the notorious Annabelle doll, which, Tommy, if I'm right, this is the centerpiece of the Conjuring films. This is the Raggedy Ann doll from hell.
Yeah, the real doll is a Raggedy Ann doll, if you remember that character, Raggedy Ann. My wife actually has one just like the real Annabelle. It's about 3 feet tall and she wanted to get rid of it. I wouldn't let her get rid of it.
So apparently this doll is like haunted. And there was a pretty recent news story that came out because I guess this doll was going on tour. It's like the Eras tour for the Raggedy Ann doll. And then the caretaker of that doll died mysteriously. Now they say that there's no correlation whatsoever, but it's still a little eerie, still a little weird.
Would you not allow her to get rid of that doll because you're doing unspeakable things to it when she's not around?
Bert.
Just go ahead and confess.
No, I'm going to hide it in one of your houses, and I'm not going to tell you which one.
Okay.
Tommy's the one haunting his Annabelle doll. So anyway, he's talking about how he's so passionate about paranormal history and what he plans to do with his new purchase.
I have just bought the Ed and Lorraine Warren's Home and Occult Museum with my very good friend Elton Caste. If you guys have ever seen any of the Conjuring films, the Annabelle films, or even Amityville Horror, this is the home that inspired all of those stories. This might be the most important and prominent piece of paranormal history in the world. Ed and Lorraine Warren are who took demonology and ghost hunting and paranormal investigation and made it mainstream. Now, I know a lot of you guys don't know what any of this means whatsoever, but if you follow ghost stuff, this is about as big as it gets.
It's a pretty big deal, and I think it shows how successful Matt Rife has gotten, despite the fact that he hates on Atlanta any chance he can get.
Apparently, he changed his mind, though. Apparently, he's a fan of Atlanta now. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, I am not familiar with Ed and Lorraine Warren, so I did, like, a quick search. So, apparently, they were American paranormal investigators and authors associated with prominent cases of alleged hauntings. Edward was a self-taught and self-professed demonologist. Author, lecturer, and artist. She, Lorraine, professed to be a clairvoyant and a light trance medium who worked closely with her husband. Were they legit, though, or were they like...
No, they were totally legit.
They were?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Let me
ask
you.
I've listened to a ton of their books and their cases, and man... Ooh, to control that stuff. If he doesn't respect it, he's playing with fire.
Yeah, we can't be friends. would you guys be friends with somebody that messes with the other side that much?
Absolutely not.
Me neither.
I don't want you getting any of your bad juju on me.
Right. Maybe they're following you around. I don't want them to get mistaken, look at my house and see my like comfy couch and go, okay, his house is better than my friend's. Huh?
If you watch the movies, the way they portray them, they are very respectful of what they're dealing with, and they do not play around.
But Matt Rife, he is a freaking stand-up comedian. Is he going to be respectful, or is he going to take this stuff and like make it part of a stand-up?
Right. And Ed Warren was recognized by the Catholic Church as, you know, someone who, like a true demonologist. He was held in esteem like a priest would be in the Catholic Church.
Hey, I think you should use this, Abby. Next time you're out, a guy comes up to you and asks what you do for a living, just say that you're a demonologist.
Because I will haunt you if you ever ghost me. Demonologist does sound like a fake degree you got from like Kaiser University something.
But if somebody's throwing that around, we cannot be friends.
No. But again, Tommy, these people were not scam artists. Because I know some, like there are some who say they can do this and it was obviously not the case. But these people, they're seriously legit.
They're the real deal. Now, I mean, everything you see in their movies, that not everything happened like that. But yes, they were part of some of the most important paranormal investigations ever.
I mean, there are skeptics. Perry and Steven investigated the Warrens' evidence and described it as blarney.
Yeah. Blarney?
I don't take anybody's word named Perry.
Blarney!
If there are two people I'm going to trust in this world, it's Perry and Steven
who call it blarney.
Tommy, if we replay this, you know you have to beep that out, right? Blarney.
I mean, they have tapes of... There is a scene in one of the movies where one of the girls is being recorded and a voice coming out and she's holding water in her mouth. And they actually recorded that. And it. I mean, the voice that comes out of this person... is not that person.
It wasn't like this.
And I've heard enough of our own ghost investigations where we've recorded stuff out of thin air and it comes back. And
I say baloney.
Yeah, no. No, you don't mess with that. We're not in the same circle. I don't want my kids on your kids' little league team. Nothing.
Oh, come on, bro. It's go outside and play.
Okay, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I do think this is going to fall into the same category here, Abby. When you complain about something over and over and over again, yet you continue to do that thing over and over again, you have to start to ask yourself, do I really dislike it or not? Why am I still connected?
I may have internalized Tampa-phobia because I could absolutely avoid Tampa if I needed to. But I feel like I've been going recently because there's been so much happening in my family. I feel like in the last 2-3 years, we have had more major milestones in this family than the last 25 years combined. My cousin got married. My brother just got engaged. My cousin's pregnant. So, of course, there's like 15 parties for that. There's the gender reveal and then the baby shower. Then she's going to have the baby. And then, of course, my brother's engagement. So I've been in Tampa like once a month. And it's well documented that this is a city that I just don't gel with.
Look,
I
feel you're not even calling it Trampa anymore. Oh, you're calling it by its proper name, uh-huh. Tampa.
You're finally warming up to it.
Well, I'm trying to show it some respect, a little decorum, so it'll show me some respect back. Because I've felt very disrespected by this city for the last 30 years of my life.
Is it just a grittier city than you like?
No, Tampa's not even gritty.
No, it's not.
Tampa is so clean because there's nobody down there. Nobody goes out. There's nothing to do. It's just a beautiful, clean city with a lot of Florida men wrangling alligators and then a big bridge that takes you to the better city about 30 miles away.
Oh, okay.
Tampa and I just, there's just something about that city that just does not sit well with my spirit. I feel like every time I go down there, something nefarious happens. And I've just decided that that city and I are just going to have to agree to disagree that we are not right for each other. But I've had, again, because of all these family events, have had to go down for like the last, you know, couple of months, once a month. So as I'm sitting in the airport and my flight to Trampa is delayed, because of course it is, I'm sitting with my therapist, Dr. GPT. And I'm sitting there, you know, trying to think of how I'm going to make the most of this weekend. And I asked Dr. GPT, what are some ways I can do to have a better attitude going into the weekend for the city that I've had some, less than stellar memories with, despite really trying to enjoy the city of Trampa. And Dr. GPT gave me some advice that I figured I would try and exercise as I go into that specific weekend. So Dr. GPT said, for every negative thought you have about the city of Tampa, why don't you try and think of something positive to counteract it? So at the very least, you can walk into the weekend with a neutral stance on the city.
And this is going to be great advice for anybody that has a relationship with, like, we all have a city, right? Mm-hmm. For you, it's Tampa. For me, it's Cincinnati. For you?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Miami.
Okay.
Washington, D.C.
Okay. Burr's got a bunch of them.
But you got a roster.
where most of the population is truly fake.
So, yeah, you know Cincinnati. They so fake in Cincinnati.
Yours is different than mine. Your cause is different than mine.
What's your beef with Cincinnati?
That's where my dating anti-Christ is from.
By proxy. You hate a city by proxy.
I do. And it was just, it wasn't... I learned a lot about myself in the year and a half I lived there, okay?
I just didn't know if like Skyline Chili had done you wrong.
No. Even though I'm a Gold Star girl, not a Skyline girl. But no, we all have that city. And so for you, it's Tampa. Mm-hmm. I think we can all apply this. Anybody listening can apply it to whatever city you loathe.
So the next time you're in Cincinnati, Bert, for the next time you're in Miami, LA, Washington, D.C.
we can just shorten the list to L.A. That's the one I really
love.
L.A.
Okay. Then you can use this as a way to walk into the city with a neutral mindset. So here's the list that I made as I'm sitting in the airport waiting for my flight to board. The first thing I wrote down was that I was dreading flying into the Tampa airport because, in my opinion, Tampa is a part of the top 10 list of the worst airports in the country. I do not like that airport. Something always goes wrong. My flight always gets delayed. Even if there's beautiful weather out, they always say there's something going on with the weather. And then I'm stuck in Terminal E. Because if you don't know how the Tampa airport is laid out, you go to like the main hub, you go to like the main hive, and then you have to take a tram to your terminal. So you're stuck in that terminal. It's not like Atlanta where if you want to like wander around, you can wander around. You are stuck there. You go through security, you are in Terminal E. So then as I'm sitting there thinking about Terminal E and flying into gate E64, because that's the one that I'm always flying into, I think they do have a great snack selection. So when I'm sitting there for my flight delay, I do, you know, I get to have my Swedish fish. They have a really great gluten-free snickerdoodle cookie. And I'm like, you know what? I can get that on the way home and it'll be great. The next thing I came up with was that in Tampa, there is absolutely nothing to do in terms of activities. And then I'm like, well, you know what? Every time I go there, I'm very productive because there's nothing to do. So anytime I have free time and I'm not with my family, I get on my laptop, start editing the podcast. I get stuff done before I even get back to Atlanta.
It's got two major sports teams. It's got the Buccaneers and the Rays and three, the Lightning. What are you talking about? There's nothing to do.
You know how expensive those Lightning tickets are? And the Rays play in St. Pete, which to me doesn't count. And then the Bucks. Okay, I'll give you that.
They have Busch Gardens.
Yeah. Which you have to pay a lot of. It's like saying Orlando has Disney World.
Hey, and the Henry B. Plant Museum.
Well, which is where my brother proposed. Love that place. The next thing, which really gets me fired up, because my favorite thing to do is go out to dinner and like make a fun reservation. Their best restaurant, like their Michelin rated restaurant in Tampa, could be compared to the worst restaurant in ATL. Like that's how horrible of an experience it was. Like I was talking with my mom and I'm so glad she confessed this, because like I thought I was just being a hater. I'm like, this is a Michelin rated restaurant and I thought it was awful. And the pro side of that is that I always leave skinny. And the last thing that I came up with on my list of Tampa things to feel a little bit more neutral is that the best part about Tampa is the city next to it, St. Pete. But then that feeling when you get to leave Tampa going to St. Pete, there is nothing better than that.
It is on your S list and it is never getting off.
It's never getting off.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.